This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. It's time to race a game. Samuel Yao from Leadernomics here today talking about personal branding for leaders. Before we get into that discussion, Richard Bradbury here in the studio with me to talk about our discussion on Enterprise Biz Bites at noon.
It is indeed. Not everyone can be an entrepreneur, but everyone needs to think like one. We're discussing today about people that might find themselves not knowing exactly where to go next, or they might be stuck at that hurdle and not knowing how to get over it. So we're asking, what are you doing to upskill yourself? What are you learning? What new skills are you taking away? That's all coming up on Biz Bites at noon. If you want to get in touch, the number is 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram at BFM Radio.
Thanks, Richard. See you at noon. Samuel Yao from Leadernomics. Now, everyone has a personal brand, whether they want to admit it or not. However, for leaders, it becomes exceptionally more important to have a personal brand that people will buy into, air quotes here. After all, a leader is only a leader if there's someone following him or her. So today's episode of Raise Your Game will discuss why it's important for leaders to intentionally build their personal brand, as well as learn some simple tips on how to do so. And I think the word is intentionally. Welcome, right, Samuel. I think you've also just recently joined Leadernomics.
Yep, that's right. Thanks, Frida. It's great to be on the show this morning. Yeah.
So what is the purpose today? So, you know, it's an interesting topic, something we've discussed several times now here at BFM, you know, with several personal branding experts. But personal branding, especially for leaders, is something that we haven't had a chance to go deep into before. So why do you think it's so important for leaders to have a strong personal brand?
Yeah, I think firstly, a strong personal brand is important regardless you're a leader or not. I mean, it can open up relevant opportunities for you. It gives you focus, attention. In fact, it helps you to quickly build a connection. And of course, there are many benefits. I can think of one example. Imagine you're in a networking event and then suddenly you recognize someone that you have heard about and you have some connection. You can straight away build a rapport with them because you know something about them. I think that's something about how a strong personal brand can really bring something for you. Mm-hmm. For those of you who do not know what a personal brand is, I think it's basically the perception of what people think of you. So think of those that you are drawn to. Why do you choose to follow them? They could be an expert in a field, or they could be someone who is really honest or simply down to earth. But I think those are the impressions that you have of them, and that's what a personal brand does. All right, so back to the question.
Okay, which is very interesting, right? Because you say, you know, when you go to a party, someone comes up to you, or you go up to someone, or you avoid certain people because of your personal brand. I've heard about you. I don't want to talk to you. Okay, so how about from a business standpoint, how does having a good personal brand as a leader be good for your business?
Well, I think let's take in the context of a business, right? The primary leader would be the CEO, right? And I have some stats here from Burson Mastella that shows that the CEO reputation can represent a staggering 45% of a company's reputation. Mm. Wow. I mean, imagine half of your company's reputation is dependent on the CEO. So what he says, how he acts, how he behaves has such a profound impact. It can either break your business or make your business, right? And I can think of an example. Richard Branson, I think it's a great example of how a leader with a strong personal brand can impact the business. Richard Branson has a LinkedIn following of over 15 million people. Can you imagine that? Compared to, let's take his Virgin Atlantic, one of his airlines, which only has 136,000 followers. So in fact, Richard Branson is synonymous with brand Virgin itself. He's the one that makes things exciting for Virgin brands. If you take him away, then Virgin just becomes another airline, another telco company.
Okay, now before we go into Richard Branson, I think that's a fear with a lot of people. If you say that 45% of a company's reputation is dependent on a person, that's why a lot of people don't want to. Exactly. A lot of business owners don't want to. And they feel that let the company or let the product speak for itself. So there's that. Because I don't want to impact my business, so I don't want them to know who I am.
Correct. Which is a scary thought for some people who do not want to get into the game. But I think they're missing out on a great opportunity.
Yeah, so as I guess know this case of Richard Branson, one of the leaders who makes or breaks his companies, that's, I guess, the fear of someone, you know, building a brand, right? So what other leaders out there do you think have got their personal branding right? And then you always think of the big names, like the Tony, yeah, you know, your Tony and your Richard and all that. Okay, but go on.
Yeah, I think Tony is one example. Tony Fernandez from AirAsia, it's a good example of how he's made a brand for himself and using his own personal brand to drive the brand of AirAsia. I mean, he's always wearing the cap, the red cap that talks about the his company. But I can think of one example of how he actually uses his own personal brand to elevate AirAsia up. If you recall, a couple of years ago, there was this accident that happened where an AirAsia plane coming from Indonesia crashed. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Tony itself was personally impacted by it. But I think it's the way how he personally took charge and got involved in the situation. Even though technically the airline wasn't owned by him, it was owned by the Indonesian Airlines, but because the AirAsia brand was so tightly knitted to him. I really admire the way how he stepped up. He got involved in all the communication. He was very upfront with all the Twitter messaging, making sure it's super clear to all the stakeholders, leveraging his own personal account for that. At the same time, he also communicated his own sympathy out. He made it a stand that every single thing that he mentions on Twitter, he will follow through with it. And I think that's one way how he managed to not only turn the crisis into something
positive. But then there was the other one where he painted the plane blue. Yeah. Right? And again, that has an impact as well.
Exactly.
So yeah. I don't know if we'll go into that, but I think we need to address how people just say, I'm so scared, because it really can go either way as all well. Right. Yeah.
All right.
Elon? You like Elon?
I can think of another example, Elon Musk, because I think it's from somebody that when you think of him, straight away words like futurist, visionary, hardworking, relentless. These are things that come to mind, and people who admire him and those traits will buy into his company and the vision of the future. In fact, that's a reason why a lot of people also choose to work for him and follow him. And in fact, most of the people that owns Tesla shares, it's buying because of him. And I think that speaks a lot about how a strong personal brand can directly impact the business.
You know, these are great. And these are founders, CEOs who have made the company from who they are. So it's pretty clear how they made, you know, their personal brand inseparable from the company. But what about leaders who are not the founders?
Yes. I think I can think of a couple of leaders whom are not founders but have actually made a strong personal brand for themselves that has impacted their business. Top of mind, one person I can think of, Sheryl Sandberg. She's a CEO, COO of Facebook, but she's also built a strong personal brand by advocating for women's rights. She's also a person that has impacted a lot of the culture at Facebook. I mean, she forces people to ask the tough questions, and that has become a norm right now at Facebook, to ask the tough questions. But I think one of the greatest things that she's done in building her personal brand is how women should bring their whole self to work.
Women and men.
Exactly. Women and men.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Bring her whole self to work. I think one way she did that was a couple of years ago where her husband suddenly died. It impacted her so greatly. But she's reminded, because of the impact, she came to work. I mean, it was a tough situation.
So I read both her books, right? The first book and then the second book when her husband passed away. And I could connect a lot better with the second book because there was a lot more authenticity in it, exactly. You know. And I think also when people have been through, it's easy to also give lip service about a couple of things. But when you see how you've gone through the valley and then you are able to sort of come out of that, that was a better connection for me. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. And the way how she opened up herself, bearing her soul to employees, to the public, it made it suddenly so okay for women to come to work just as they are, because they are a wife, they are a mother at home, but at the same time, when they come to work, they are also still a wife and a mother.
Yeah, and I think so. This sort of connects to Satya Nadella, right, from Microsoft, because I think for him as well, he shares his personal story and people connect with him better because of two children with special needs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the way how he connects and, in fact, changed the whole culture of Microsoft. At the time, Microsoft was known to be somewhat a company that is hard, very business focused and all. And when Satya came in, he brought empathy in. And the way how he drove diversity and inclusion, I think, was simply great, because there was so much innovations that came up from the way he started as a leader and sharing his story about having two special needs children with the other management.
And you know, having been in the industry for a while and having worked for a technology company previously, I could see the change in Microsoft under his leadership. You know, I mean, just the feel, the way they do things, I could feel a change, you know, personally as well. So great examples. How about leaders whom you know who have a strong personal brand, but instead of helping the business does harm instead? Is this where the plane goes blue? Okay.
Yeah, which is why straight away the thing that came to my mind, with great power comes great responsibility, right? It's the often quoted, line.
Yeah.
So I can think of one example, back to Elon Musk again, right? Mm-hmm. He has a Twitter following of 23 million people. So he has great influence in terms of what goes on with the company. So I can think I can't remember exactly when, but I think a couple of months ago, he tweeted one morning that he's taking Tesla private at $420 per share. And then he so confirmed that he's got funding to secure that. And that caused waves and confusion to the stock value of Tesla. Okay. Of course, the U.S. regulators decided it was false and misleading to shareholders and ordered him to step down as chairperson from Tesla for 3 years. And I'm sure that has impacted the company a lot. And on top of that, he was also fined $40
million. Yeah, because exactly. With great power comes great responsibility. You know, during that incident where the 12 boys in Thailand were trapped in that cave, he made a comment that one of the person that was saving the boy was referred to him as a pedophile. And so that also had a negative impact. Anyway, let's shift gears on how leaders do go about building a strong personal brand. After this, I'm here with Samuel Yao from Leadernomics. Stay tuned to Raise Your Game, BFM 89.9.
Brand-friendly marketeers. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Raise Your Game. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. It's Raise Your Game. I mentioned that. Samuel Yao from Leadernomics. We're talking about personal branding for leaders. And of course, we were discussing what with great power comes great responsibility. The good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, we shared a couple of examples now. And also, whether you're you're the founder or a part, even though you're not a founder, how you can also build the brand is good for your company now. So we'll shift gears now to how leaders can go about building a strong personal brand.
All right. So just a quick confession over here. I'm not technically a personal branding expert, despite working in marketing for over a decade. But I think building a brand for a product is not substantially different than building a personal brand.
True.
The fundamentals of marketing remains the same, which is the why, the who, what, how is still relevant in building great personal brand. As we get into the whole how to build a strong personal brand, I think the first question to ask is, Why? I think why, it's really important, because that's the motivation behind why do you want to be a leader. That's the drive that gives you the reason why would you want to be a leader, right? It could be many other reasons, right? But I think the one example would be, like for me, I want to be a leader because I want to show my kids that they can too be a leader, that can be a good impact for the world. And of course, there are people who want to be a leader because they want to be a good example for the employees that reports to them. And there are many reasons why. I think finding out the reason why do you want to be the leader that you want to be is the primary focus for step number one in building a strong personal brand.
Okay.
All right. And next, I think once you have identified your why and why do you want to be the leader, I think it's good to identify also who do you want to be the leader to, right? If let's say you're a CEO of the company, right? If I'm the CEO of the company, I want to be a leader for my employees. I want them to be attracted to me by things that I want to say. I want to motivate them. And having that framework of who I want, I think it helps you to also position yourself correctly. And that's where the whole intentionality comes in as a business leader, right? But at the same time, also as a CEO or a leader in a particular company, it could also be for the consumers and the customers that you're trying to attract. And that's where strong personal branding is. So having the first who in mind and understanding your target audience, I think it's important.
Okay, which I guess leads to the next point of what, which I'm guessing is about crafting what you want your brand to stand for.
Yeah, that's right. Now we know who do we want to target as a target audience, who do you want to be leader to. The important thing next is defining what do you want to stand for. So I think the first place in crafting the brand for yourself is to understand yourself. And I think that's where self-awareness is the first step in defining what you want to be. Knowing who you are as a person, your personality, your strength, your weakness, your personal values, even your leadership style. Having that self-awareness, I think it's important. In fact, if you do not know what your leadership style is, come speak to us at Leaderonomics and we'll help you get started. Now, the next thing to know is what kind of leader the people that you want to lead wants you to be, which I think it's a skill by itself because it's a balance marrying who you are as a person and what the people want you to be. It's truly an art by itself.
And yet staying authentic.
Exactly, right. Right, so you can't swing all the way to being a person that appeals to everyone and then suddenly you lose yourself not knowing who you are as a person because it actually drains you.
Oh, yeah.
Right? At the same time, you just can't really be yourself only.
When you're not congruent, the word is congruent, correct. You know, and that's going to be a bit of a challenge, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, so I think that's why it's important to understand who you are as a person, what are your strengths, and build from there and be better versions of yourself versus trying to emulate someone or be someone that you're not, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I think I can just quote a quick example over here back to Richard Branson, right? Yeah. I mean, I like him because it's such an interesting character.
Yeah.
Richard Branson knew from a very early age that he was dyslexic, right? And one of the interesting things, I read this a couple of days ago in an article that because he knew he was dyslexic, he wasn't very good with numbers. And for the past, I don't know how many years, he finally confessed to a reporter that he's been faking it all the while in all the financial meetings that he did not understand all the numbers at all. I mean, all the time that they've been talking the numbers, he's been just shaking his head, asking, is it good or is it bad? And no one actually knew about it. So I think that's one good example, Richard Branson, knowing exactly what his strengths are, which is at customer experience, right? He's great with people and he focused all his energy on building great customer experiences for his companies. But being not good at numbers, he pretty much outsourced those things and let other people
work. I'm all for that. Right? You know, that's not your core strengths. You know, you outsource those things, right? Of course, you need to have an understanding.
Exactly.
Right? But then you know, this is not your key skills, right? And you just focus on, and we know it's about great customer experiences with anything Virgin almost, right? Yeah. So, you know, so I used to do marketing in uni way back. And one of the things that, of course, studying marketing is a USP, what's differentiating yourself, what's a unique selling proposition. How does that apply here in building a personal brand?
Yeah, that's interesting. Back at PNG, I once had a student from the university come and ask a panel of us, right? And one of his questions was, how do I stand out versus the rest? This is a guy who's trying to break into the whole business world and he was trying to understand how to craft himself. And I told him, be the best version of you. That's the best way to craft yourself. Being someone that you're not will hurt you, in fact, a lot more. But being yourself is already unique because all of us are brought up differently. We have different unique experiences that make us who we are. So that by itself already makes us different compared to the rest. But now to really differentiate yourself, I mean, for me, it's to be the best that you can really be.
Yeah, and we're all exceptional because there's only one of us. And I think when you say to be the best you can be, is that you'll never get to the best. You'll always have to be better, right? And then so the best of what you can be is to do what you can right now, but always think that you can be better.
Exactly.
And then you'll get better and better and one day you get to best. moving on to the most important part of how to build your personal brand as a leader. How do you do this?
Right. How it's all about getting from where you are to where you want to be, right? So I think the first step is really to understand, firstly, what other people are saying about you. Understand your reputation. Why are they saying certain things? Where are they hearing it from? Remember, it's all about shifting what people are saying about you to where what you want them to say about you, or further establishing who you are to them. So the big part of how to build your personal brand as a leader is to know what are the platforms that your target audience engage on and start to influence those. So in marketing terms, it's understanding and influencing the consumer or customer journey. I mean, take, for example, if you're a CEO of the company, for your employees, the platforms could be like town hall meetings, the business meetings that you have. It also could be the emails that you send that as a CEO, you usually see your emails get forwarded around. I think those are platforms to build your own personal brand within your target audience, let's say for an employee, right? Mm-hmm. But for your customers, it could be the news that they see on TV, what they search online, social reviews, LinkedIn. I think those are platforms that communicate your personal brand. And managing those that's within your control with purpose, I think will make the biggest difference.
Manage those that is within your control with purpose.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that. So you can, all right, with purpose. Now as you build your own personal brand, how do you know if you're on the right track?
Yeah, I mean, if you are working in marketing, there are many tools out there to understand your brand value, your equity or brand awareness. But for people, I think one of the best way is to get transparent feedback from your target audience themselves, right? If you're a CEO of your business, you want to be known as a strong communicator, ask your employees if they understood your speeches or the emails that you sent out. Did they clearly understood the vision of the company that you laid out? Then if not, keep working. I think it's important to be open to the reality.
Feedback
is important, exactly. Be open to what they are saying about you. I think that's one of the best tools out there to understand what you're truly trying to be, who you are. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. And of course, are there other ways like self-search yourself up online. Everyone's online right now, right? If you really want to understand the hard truth, put in your name.
Okay. So every so often I look at that and I see Freedaliu, Freedaliu BFM, and then Freedaliu age. I won't tell you what the other thing is. What are some of the common mistakes most leaders make in building their personal brand?
All right. I mean, there are a lot of mistakes I think most people make. I can think of three. I think one of it is they don't intentionally do it right. They don't do it consciously. Now, the danger is that if you don't do it, someone else will actually do it for you, right? And for me, it's you're missing out on a great opportunity that can make you a great leader. Okay. That's one common mistake I can think of. The second common mistake is they try to fake it. I mean, we talk a bit about being real, being genuine, right? People who are not and they try to behave like they're trying to emulate people. I mean, humans have a way of detecting that, right? They know if you're telling the truth or you're trying to be someone you're not.
Right. And you, if you, exactly, right? And then if you're trying to build up something when there's no content, people will see through it. You can speak the you can talk the good talk. But if you don't have depth, that will come through.
Correct.
And it's fine, right? Just be authentic in that sense that I don't know, you know, and people will appreciate that I don't know rather than you trying to be cleverer than you are.
Correct. Yeah. In fact, it helps to build the relationship and builds trust in you. Yeah. All right. One more common mistake that I see a lot of people do, especially leaders, is remaining calm and consistent, especially during a crisis. In the business sense, every time when you face a crisis, people try to be tough, right? Because they know the sales are not coming in and all, and they try to be tough. And sometimes if that's not what you are as a person, it will hurt you in the long run. At the same time, it can hurt your employees and your business in the long run as well. So I think being calm and consistent and knowing who you are and being consistent with that, I think it's one of the greatest thing that a business leader can do.
All right. Final words of wisdom.
So we've discussed a couple of things today which may sound complex and technical at first, but I think can be made simple. I think building a strong personal brand as a little leader is all about being true to yourself and being the best that you would want to be for those that you want to lead. And that will make them consciously want to follow you, right? One simple question that you can ask yourself to keep yourself in check is, would you yourself want to work for you?
Okay.
Right.
Very, very deep.
Yeah.
The Hokkien people say very, very chim. Thanks for being with us. Sammy Yao from Leadernomics. Talk about personal branding for leaders. You've been listening to Raise Your Game on Enterprise. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.